Okay, and welcome back. A lot going on in the news, the real news, the worldwide news about Russia, Ukraine, NATO, Eastern Europe, the U.S., the walking cadaver in Washington, D.C., otherwise known as the illegitimate, illegal, unelected president of these formerly United States. You don't hear much about it unless you know where to look. Russell Bentley is back with us tonight, live from free Ukraine in the east, the great city of Donetsk. Russ, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here, Jeff. Good to be back with you again, bro.
Welcome back, my friend. Yeah, yeah. The latest twist on this, when we've talked a lot in the past when you've been on about timing. Well, apparently, Putin has gone off to Beijing to watch the Olympics. How long he's going to be there, I don't know. But this would seem to put a little bit of a skid on this out of control craziness that's going on. Will we slow down, or is it going to continue in the background, building and building? What's your take on this?
Well, first we have to remember that the war when Georgia attacked South Ossetia in 2008, that was during the Olympics. And the
I forgot. Good point. Go ahead.
And Maidan happened in 2014 during the Sochi Olympics, when the Olympics in Russia had been directly threatened by Saudi Arabia that something might happen there. So Putin had his hands full making sure that nothing went off during the Olympics in Russia. So it's kind of a, well, let's say a pattern that these things can, explode during the Olympics. So it's another, serious consideration. But I think that at this point, you know, the Russians already have, you know, their plan in place. You know, they know what's, you know, it doesn't have to be that Putin's there to tell them what to do. They already know what to do. And basically, it's if the Ukrainians decide to attack the Donbass republics, you know, Russia's already got a set plan, what their reaction will be. And, you know, they don't have to ask anybody any questions. You know, it's if A, then B.
Oh, they're totally ready. Oh, I'm sure they have all their moves. This has all been run out. They've gamed this on God knows how many supercomputers. You know that. I know that. They know precisely what to expect. So, yeah. He goes off to Beijing for, what, a week anyway, something like that. That's the plan. Anything can happen while he's gone. And as you just heard Russell Bentley point out, Sochi Olympics were a screen. What a scam. The media, the Western media, not your media, the Western-controlled Zionist Bolshevik media over here, the fascist communist media, and I know those words are supposed to be mutually exclusive, but they're not. The media over here, as you well know, having grown up here, is a joke. We don't get news over here. We get constant propaganda, social engineering, mind control, and manipulation of the masses. That's what this news is over here. So the reality of it is, this could happen at any moment, at any time. We don't know really how angry Vladimir Putin was at the response that the Secretary of State Blinken delivered to him. What do you know about that, Russ? Anything much?
Well, I mean, you know, first of all, he's got every right to be extremely angry. But the overriding consideration is the fact that, you know, Vladimir Putin is a statesman par excellence. He is
best in the world.
Great leader in every measure of that term. And, you know, for him, emotion has nothing to do with it. But he does understand that, you know, this is a, you know, literally an existential threat to the future of Russia, to the security of Russia and the Russian people. And above all, that's his job, is to protect Russia.
Protect and the so, people,
you know,
of Russia, of course.
Yeah. You know, and the, you know, the old saying about beware of the angry of the anger of a patient man, and he's been very patient, and he has the right to be very angry. And I think that when Russia finally does strike back, it's going to be something for the history books. You know, the whole point about, you know, the timing and stuff like that. I mean, at least in my opinion, the most obvious thing that if the Ukrainian army on the orders of the U.S. and NATO does make an attack against the Donbass republics, their strategy is going to be to come directly into the cities. You know, the front line is, you know, literally 10 kilometers from the center of all the major cities of both Luhansk and Donetsk People's Republics. The major cities, which would be Luhansk, Gorlovka, Makiivka, Iznovata, and Donetsk itself, I mean, literally, the city limit is the front line. And, I mean, from in Donetsk, the biggest city in all the republics, about a million people, where I live, it's, you know, it's 10 kilometers. It's 7 or 8 miles
from the front line. Yeah, and that's exactly where they will. That's where they'll project their formidable strength, whatever that may or may not be. But they're going to try and puncture the cities, penetrate right into the middle of them. I agree. I think it makes sense.
If they back in 2014 and 2015, they did make two major military offensives, and what they tried to do was go around the cities to reach the border with Russia and then seal that border off.
Good point.
And unfortunately for them, it was a huge mistake by being out in the open.
Oh, they got shredded.
Yeah. They were annihilated. In fact, in Debaltseve and Ilovaisk, you know, heavy artillery, Grad rockets, you know, I mean, erased, you know, major units of the Ukrainian army. Their soldiers and their armor were, you know, completely devastated. So they're not going to make that mistake again. If they come into the cities, then, first of all, they have, you know, our civilians to use as human shields. Russia, you know, their main advantage over Ukraine is their air force, their missiles, their rockets, and their artillery. And if the Ukrainian army is in the middle of a million civilians, then none of that stuff works. You know, then it's, you know, a Sarajevo, Grozny, urban warfare, house-to-house type deal. And by the time the Russians, you know, the Western media says all about the tanks and troops on the borders, well, you know, they're maybe 150 kilometers away, 100 miles away. If, you know, if the Ukrainians have to move 10 kilometers and the Russians' armor has to move 150 kilometers, then that's not much of a race, and you know who's going to get there first.
You got it.
And so,
well, you got 60,000 brave men and women on your side that will have to hold 120,000 back somehow until the Russians can get there.
Jeff, I think since the last time we talked, it's now counted as about 150,000 Ukrainian troops on the front. I mean, so. That shows how fast and seriously they're reinforcing, and you know, they're not there for a picnic. So, you know, sooner or later they're going to make their move. They're not. I mean, there's confirmed reports of chemical weapons on the front in the hands of Blackwater mercenaries, and
well, we talked about that on the program, and this is particularly concerning.
Particularly concerning.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
this is
people don't have gas masks here, you know.
I can't believe that, but I understand it's true. It's too bad. Everyone should have a gas mask there. These your adversaries, not all of them, they're not uniform in their commitment to fight this war. As you know, many of them are going to lay down their weapons and surrender. But there are elements in there that are abjectly evil. Evil, hate-driven killers. And God knows what they could do. And they've got the equipment to do it.
Yeah, you know, it's, I mean, literally, you know, when you're talking about evil, you're talking about genuine Heil Hitler Nazis. You're talking about ISIS. They've been reinforcing the Ukrainian army for years with, you know, head choppers from Syria.
Russ, excuse me. If they've ramped this up to 150 now, to back down, wouldn't they lose face? Not that I give a damn, but they've put this much effort, this much money, and they've bankrupted the country to a large degree, what's left of real Ukraine, the old Ukraine, Western Ukraine. But if they had to back down, they're going to have to eat crow. This is a big back down. I mean, they've put everything they have, or half the army anyway, on your front.
They're not going to back down, bro. That's they didn't put all this stuff here just to.
That's my point. I don't see it.
Home.
No, I can't. I can't see it. So the question remains again: timing.
Yeah.
What could trigger it? It could be an attack on Russian forces almost anywhere. They'll claim it's a Russian false flag. See, it's double and triple psychology here. They're playing games. It doesn't really matter. After it's ignited, it's ignited. I just don't know.
Well,
how you guys are holding up mentally, psychologically. How is it going there? How's the esprit de corps, as they used to call it? How's the attitude of the people in the Donetsk area, in the Donbass republics? Is everyone focused? Are they holding on tight? What are they doing?
Yeah, it's surprisingly normal here. It's very tough. I have a lot of friends that still are in the army and working on the front line. It's tough for them. You know,
right.
They're particularly concerned about chemical or biological weapons, understandably so. You know, they're ready. They're not going to run away. They're not afraid. They have a job to do, and they're going to do it, even if it costs them their lives. That's part
Understood.
Of the deal of being a hero, is not that you're ready to kill, but you're ready to die. And these guys are ready to die for their families and their homes. And you understand, excuse me,
sure.
There's no place to retreat to. These people are already on their own doorsteps.
No, that's
defending.
Right. Americans don't know anything about this, Russ, except the people listening to this program, thanks to you and all the years you've been trying to bring the truth forward. Americans don't understand the logistics. And that article you sent me that I did run, the guy kept quoting CNN, and it was a fiction article, but it was very interesting. He actually laid out the what would probably be a reasonable scenario if there were a big conflict. The guy was a brilliant article, actually. I thought. And, Americans don't know. Everything's turned around backwards. 180 degrees and then backwards. Americans don't know. They are the dumbest people, I think, in the Western world. Sorry.
Well,
not dumb by birth, but dumb by social engineering and massive brainwashing.
Disinformation.
Total.
You know, they certainly live under the expert propaganda machine that's ever been invented. You know, I mean,
six Zionist companies own 95%+ of all the media, newspapers, magazines, radio, TV, movies, music. It doesn't matter. Six corporations run the show.
Yep. I'm sure you remember that video that came out some years ago where it showed local news stations from all over the country. They're saying about the, it looks like the Easter Bunny will have a little bit less spring in his step. And it was like more than 100, you know, just in this video, but, you know, thousands in reality of local TV shows giving like an opinion piece or something about the economy. And every single one of them had exactly the exact same words, the exact same script, you know? I mean, so really,
I've run videos.
Brainwashed.
Yes, of course. I've run videos where they'll have 10, 20, 30, 40 different TV stations around the country saying the same exact thing, verbatim, word for word. And it's an obscenity. It's not journalism. It's all mind control. Disinformation. Completely obfuscating reality. They're just crushing reality. It's a joke.
And so, you know, I mean, there's, you know, I love the great people of the United States, and there's millions of them, you know. You have to say that the majority of them these days are, they've lost their own minds. You know, they're more like robots or something. They don't. I mean, you know, when you see things,
we call them zombies now,
you know,
like, Russ. Zombies. That's what they, a lot of them are.
Yeah, that's
they're just walking around, staring, drooling. And I'll tell you another thing. This is the truth. All the Americans, and it's something over 200 million apparently, who have gotten 1, 2, 3, or even 4 shots by now with this bioweapon, which is what it is. It's not a vaccine. Never was intended to be a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. Yep. These people have been neurologically damaged. Their personalities have changed. We have what we call now auto accidents over here that have been renamed vaccidents because the drivers have been vaccinated. They've gotten the shot. They're no longer the same person. And I can't tell you how many people have told me, geez, ever since my brother got shot, he's not the same. When they get shot up with this stuff, they change. So, yes. And does that make it easier to mind, influence, and control them with disinformation? Oh, of course. Of course.
Of course. And, you know, it's so sad. I saw on VKontakte, which is kind of like the Russian Facebook. I got deleted from Facebook a couple of years ago, but I'm still on VKontakte, which is like Russian Facebook. A lot of Americans and English-speaking people are moving on to that platform. It's actually pretty good. The censorship... you know, is not at all. It's not like Facebook at all. You can pretty much say what you want. But this dude, I saw he wrote, he's writing about this this great trucker protest up in Ottawa, Canada right now. You know, and he's writing this thing. Oh, it's too bad it's taken over by the white supremacists and all this stuff. You know, and he's supposed to be some, liberal communist revolutionary dude. You know, you're sitting there writing, you know, some BS on the internet and think you're a revolutionary and you're criticizing the people that are really doing something that's truly revolutionary and saying it's white supremacists. And it's those guys are, you know, protecting everybody, you know, and it's
that's crazy. Russ, I don't know. I was trying to think the other day. Do I really know a single truly white supremacist? No, I don't. Do I ever see in the news clearly black supremacists? Do I see whites who are flipped out, left-wing, liberal, libtard, communist supremacists? Yes, I see all of that. I see it all the time. I don't know any white supremacists.
Well, you know, I mean, it's come to... You know, and I'm, you know, and I am a communist, you know, and so as a communist, I have to be completely egalitarian. That's like the number one foundation of communism is equality for all people, regardless of race or nationality or anything else. And also, you know, it's anti-racist. You know, I mean, I've been to Cuba, and there to be a racist, you know, people would think you're insane. They'd say, well, I mean... It's like saying, "Oh, I don't like people with green eyes," you know.
Yeah,
and,
well,
which I happen to have
dead.
Green eyes, but
yeah.
You know, so racism and you know, putting you know first and second class citizens is you know absolutely not only foreign to me but repugnant to me. But at the same time, you know, I see you know this like Black Lives Matter. Where it's literally reverse racism, you know? I mean, it literally is reverse racism.
You bet.
And
you got it. And your definition of communism
it's
not
offensive to me, you know?
Yeah.
And it doesn't do nothing good for anybody.
No, sir.
You know, because racism is always wrong, and it's always destructive.
Always.
You know, and it's,
and you're,
of course, part of the plan is to get, you know, white people and black people fighting and gay people and straight people fighting.
That's right. That's right.
The whole LGBT thing is, you know, I mean, people here in Russia, I mean, they can't even fathom what, you know, what all that's about, you know. I mean, and when you show people like, what's this, Rachel Levine. the health and welfare, whatever.
Yes,
the Admiral Levine, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, and Russians here, they're like, dude, is this like a cartoon? Is this a joke? Is this a nightmare or what? Because it just can't be real. And yet it is.
Your definition of communism is something that most people over here don't understand. Over here, yeah. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, those are what most Americans view as communists. But you're talking a whole different game. The Russian people understand the world better than the American people ever will. And they've been through it. They know what's going on. And you know, there's some talk now about Putin inviting Americans who are completely disaffected with this. It's a very, very depraved so-called government. Inviting Americans who are disgusted with it to move over to Russia. You've heard that.
Well, if anybody gets that invitation, I strongly recommend that they take it up, because I can tell you, even here, which, you know, Donbass, Donetsk isn't exactly Russia, but it has very Russian people, very Russian values, and it's a conservative Christian nation where people work together, they look out for each other, you know, they don't have, you know, all the insane stuff that's going on in the United States right now.
Oh, it's so bad.
Doesn't happen here, you know?
It's so crazy, Russ. It's just, it's beyond belief over here. All right, hold on just a sec. We'll come right back with Russell Bentley, live from Donetsk in free Ukraine. Russell Texas Bentley, known Russ for 7-8 years now, something like that. And he is right in the middle of it. And thanks to him, we're able to get a real look at the honest-to-God truth of what's happening in Ukraine. The American media is so perverted and corrupted now. We don't have a clue over here. It's just, it's sad. People stare at MSNBC, CBS, NBC, and they think they're getting informed, Russ, and they're not at all. Here, look at these stories. There's one I just saw here a moment ago. Our moron Secretary of Defense, this guy Austin, the black guy now, he's the Secretary of Defense. He's saying to all American governors that all U.S. National Guard troops must take the COVID-19 shots. These are death shots. This is an effort to destroy the U.S. military from within, and it's going on at full speed. We will not have a viable military in 3-4 more years. Mark my words. And
well,
it may
know,
be even sooner than that.
You look at this dude, Austin, and you know, he's morbidly obese.
Oh,
you
know, he's hideous.
He's had 3 or 4 of these shots, and he's still got COVID. You know,
well,
and he's
so
pretending that
the
reason that he's mandating these shots for the soldiers is for their health, you know. I mean, you know, this is the U.S. military that did, you know, all the radiation tests on the soldiers, that did the Tuskegee Airmen.
That's
used, you know,
Agent
Orange.
So they've sprayed Americans in subways. They've sprayed Americans from the air, from the ground. They've tested on American people, black, white, all races. They don't give a damn about us. These people are psychopaths. Psychopaths. No other
word.
And
when they say, oh, this is for your health, you know, I mean, anybody says, you have to do this, I'm going to make you do this, because it's for your own good, and I'm going to punish you if you don't.
Run.
Then that's the enemy right there. That is a real enemy right there.
We just lost 3 of our 300 more, or was it 500 more? It was over 500 more really top flight Marines, Air Force, and Navy personnel because they won't take the death shot. Everyone knows the shot is killing people. We may have lost, Russ, over here, between 3 and 5 million dead already. We may have. I personally believe that's a fairly legitimate number. This is going on. And their next move now is to begin, this is Fauci, to inject little babies, six-month-old babies, up to the age of four with three of these so-called vaccinations. These children will be dead before they're four, and if they live longer, they'll be crippled and damaged and injured for the rest of their lives, which won't be very long. This is genocide. It's genocide. Yes, it's genocide, Russ. Genocide. That's what's being perpetrated against the American people and other countries, not just us. It just so happens we're targeted number one, and it's rather obvious if you really study the world. But it's children, little babies. We got 240,000 spontaneous abortions from these shots in the last 6 months. Those are murders. 240,000 dead babies. Those are murdered babies. We've lost our soul here in this country. Not everyone, but the so-called government, which isn't our government, is an absolute apparatus of satanic evil. That's all it is.
You know, the word satanic really is applicable, you know, because it's beyond human evil.
Correct. You're totally right. Oh, yeah. And I did ask one person very highly ranked in the global elite I had some contact with. No, I'm not on the payroll. I asked him, I said, look, let's go up to the top of the globalist elite, the top level of control on this planet. I feel that it doesn't stop there, that it goes off planet. In other words, that there's an ET involvement, an evil ET involvement. And the only answer I got was yes. Now, you can make of that what you will, but I took it very seriously. It was meant to be taken seriously. And I do feel that satanic evil is not necessarily stuck on this planet. It can go all over the place and does.
Well, you remember that movie by John Carpenter, They Live?
Which really
was a truly great and, you know, you could say prophetic movie. You know, or you talk about like the books of Zechariah Sitchin. You know, who explained about, like, you know, early prehistory, you know, that, I mean, the idea of extraterrestrials having been here.
Oh, they've been here forever, Russ. They're here now. They're walking around. We don't even notice them. They're here. They want to be here. They're here. Anyhow.
You know, and then you think if you consider that possibility, which, you know, there's certainly no way to disprove it, so it should be at least considered.
Should be on the table. That's right. That's right.
And then if you look at the way that, I mean, the oligarchs, the 1%, you know, when the way that they look at regular people like us is the way that, you know, regular people like us might look at the chicken that we had for dinner last night, you know?
They look at us like Kleenex in a box. That's it. Nothing. Toilet paper on a roll.
As long as we are profitable to them, they treat us like livestock, you know, like chickens in the barn.
It's not a joke.
You know, pigs
you're not exaggerating anything. You're right. That's exactly the way the game is played.
Precisely. And as soon as we become inconvenient or not profitable to them, then they treat us like insects, the way that we might treat a cockroach or a mosquito or a fly, which is to exterminate them.
Hey, absolutely. All right. Let me ask you this. Supply lines. You've been building supplies for years. Do the people of Donetsk have enough food put away? Are you set in that regard? I really worry about the civilians there. I remember the time you had the video, and I'll never forget it, and I did mention it in, I think, your first visit recently, when you took us all downtown to see Christmas. And it was very sparse, but the spirit was there. You could cut the spirit with a knife. It was that thick. But the people, they had been through all this fighting and crap, and yet they were celebrating Christmas. And I think that is just a wonderful testimonial to the people of Donetsk and Lugansk and the whole republics there. I really do. It's fascinated me.
Well, the people here are very smart. They're well-educated. They're tough. You know, this is a coal mining area. It was considered to be one of the most, shall we say, enthusiastic and loyal populations of the Soviet Union. And, you know, the people here cannot be defeated. You know, it's interesting. They're really one of the last examples of indigenous people still on their own land, still in control of their own politics and destiny. You know, the people here are originally the Scythians from the Bible and from, you know, ancient history at the time of Greece and Rome.
Yeah, I understand.
And, you know, and they've come through the ages. They were the Cossacks, which is basically the Russian cowboys. You know, they defeated Genghis Khan. They defeated Napoleon. They defeated Hitler. They're tough people, you know. We're, you know, and actually, you know, life here is amazingly normal, especially when you, you know, read about what's going on in the States here. There's, you know, the prices are stable. There's food. There's every kind of food in the grocery stores. The water has got back to normal. There was a chemical and biological attack on our water supply a couple of months ago by the Ukrainians and U.S., and we got that taken care of. So right now, it's amazingly normal. You know, I mean, of course, you know, I have some food and water stored up. I got a wood burning stove in case you know, the gas and electricity goes out for any length of time. You know, it's a very, very serious situation. You know, artillery shooting every day, snipers shooting every day. You know, we're not afraid. That's the thing about the Donetsk people. You know, the most remarkable thing about them is that they're fearless. You know, and it's not like the fearlessness of stupidity. You know, they understand what war is, and they understand the you know, dangers and consequences, but they're just ready to, you know, live their lives and do their jobs, you know, regardless of whatever danger may come. And, you know, what we understand is that Russia has specifically said that if the Ukrainian army makes a major military offensive against Donbass, that Russia will react militarily. And the thing is it's kind of a distraction. You know, all these tanks and troops that they're talking about in the Western media, of which there are many on the Russian border, inside their own border, of course, but close to Ukraine. But if Russia has to react to an immediate military assault against Donetsk or Donbass by the Ukrainian army, it's not going to react with tanks and troops. It's going to react with rockets, with missiles, cruise missiles, and with air power. And the Ukrainian army has nothing to defend itself against. They've really, you know, like as a chess game, you know, this is, you know, in chess, you know, there comes a point when you can tell, you know, even if there's still 20 or 50 moves to go, you can tell who's going to win. And in this chess game here, you know, the Russians are going to win. It doesn't matter what the Ukrainians do. They have no air force. You know, their air defense capabilities are, you know, obsolete at best. And Russia has, you know, the strongest air force and the strongest missile force in the world. You know, and they can literally, you know, and actually with half of the Ukrainian army on the Donbass front, you know, so half of the entire military power of the Ukrainian state is on a 250-mile line that's, you know, 50 miles from the Russian border. And, you know, it's been in the same positions for years. You know, the Russians know exactly where every trench and every foxhole is, every command post, every ammo dump. And, you know, the Russians can take them out. You know, I mean, the Ukrainians, you know, they have the geographical advantage to get to the center of the cities over Russian tanks and troops. But, you know, Russian cruise missiles can be here in 3 to 5 minutes. You know, so that's what's going to happen. If they give the order to attack Donbass, the Russians will know exactly when the order is given, and they've already got their plan set up. They're going to be okay. We're going to launch at these headquarters. You know, I mean, 200, 300, 400 cruise missiles along a 200-mile line, you know, and they just say, look, if you want to live, get out of your tank, start walking back to Kiev. You know, anybody that goes forward is going to get destroyed. And, you know, they have the satellite surveillance, the drone surveillance. You know, there's no way that the Ukrainians can win. And they know this. But what's happened now is the U.S. and NATO have brought up all these Pravi sector hardcore Nazis, Azov Battalion, and also a lot of Blackwater mercenaries. And these are going to be the guys that are going to, you know, they're going to put, you know, a platoon of these mercenaries or Nazis behind every company. And they're going to say, hey, look, you're not going to go. You're not going to run away.
If you start walking back, you're dead. We'll shoot. They'll shoot them. That's what. Yeah. Yes, of course. I agree. When the people over there look through, and I guess they watch RT and other things, but I don't know where they get their news, but when they look at this culture, this former society that you grew up in here, and you see these stories about transgender this and tranny that. Here's one. Transgender woman identifies now as a wolf. But this has to be viewed by the Russian people and the people in your area as well as insane. This is insanity.
Insane.
It's crazy. And I don't know.
Because you know what, bro? If somebody doesn't know what gender they are, then they don't know anything at all. And then when you let someone who doesn't know anything, like, start calling the shots and, you know, telling you what reality is and what you have to do, then what is it besides insane?
Well, what do you got? And I know that Biden is not the top of the food chain. I know he does what he's told, and Obama's the next up who's telling him what to do. But you look at these people, like Blinken and Austin and Biden and Vicky Noodleman. Come on. These people are such scum and losers. How can anyone look at America and feel anything but sad for the American people, the good American people? It's pathetic what we're being ruled by now. I guess it's our own fault, although I got to say we're up against technology that is extraordinary. They're using EMFs on the American people, electromagnetic frequencies, to keep them knocked down and submissive and subdued. They're using all manner of things. You remember 5-6 years ago in Europe when all the Africans and the Muslims invaded Europe and started just walking in, and people were wondering why the Europeans didn't fight back, why they didn't stop them? Well, we know now. There's a hormone that was put in all the dairy products. It's called oxytocin. They loaded milk, cheese, yogurt, ice cream with oxytocin. And so the Americans are facing a similar kind of a thing. They're being drugged with EMFs, and maybe they're being drugged with oxytocin. I don't know. But there's nothing going on here. Everyone's staying home, Russell. They're not going out in the streets. They're not demonstrating. The Canadian truckers are the only group that has actually gotten off their asses and have done anything. The Americans are not doing anything. So there's something going on here, big.
Those Canadian truckers really, you know, I'm really proud to see what they're doing, man. They're setting a great example, I hope, at other, you know. And also, you know, I mean, in Europe these days, there are some very, very serious protests going on against the lockdowns and the mandates and stuff for the shots.
Four million Germans about 2 months ago. I know.
Yeah,
but I don't know what they're going to. It's good. I don't know if they're going to succeed, but it's damn good to see. How many times have you seen 4 million Americans out in the streets protesting the murders of their children and their teenage sons and daughters forced to take these shots and dying of blood clots a week later?
When you were saying about the EMFs, I thought you were talking about evil mother.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that too. We got a lot of them here. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you know, it's as long as there is resistance, there is hope, you know. I mean, and when you start looking at it, when you start looking at the big picture,
yeah,
I'm an Orthodox Christian. You know, I believe in God. I believe that the Bible has very important lessons for people if they look deeply, if they read it from their heart. And, you know, when you see, like, when it says in Revelations, you know, like the mark of the beast and stuff, you know, I mean, it's interesting that somebody 2,000 years ago wrote something that really can very easily be interpreted as what's going on right now, you know. And
it is remarkable. It is remarkable. I agree completely. Yeah.
You know, so it's I'm not interested in the vaccine. I mean, you know, there's
you
people
stay away from
say
that, my
here.
Friend. You don't. No, no. Don't buy into that crap. It's the flu.
No, I'm not. I mean,
it's
I'm
the flu. You treat it like the flu. That's all it is.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I mean, they say that there's COVID here, but, you know, and, you know, I've got a little bit of a sniffle right now, you know, but I'm not worried about it. I'm 61 years old. I'm in the high risk category, but,
horse
you know,
manure.
Go about
Don't
my
believe
business.
It. That's the World Health Organization lying and putting out their propaganda. Take care of yourself. Eat good food. Take vitamin C, vitamin D3, if you can get it. I don't know if you can get it there. You probably can.
We can get it, and I am taking it, bro. I'm all
good.
About the natural medicine,
yeah.
And it's served me well. You know, I've stayed out of hospitals. I don't, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I've been pretty healthy my whole life, and I'm just simply not worried about it. And most people here aren't either. You know, there's no lockdowns. I mean, you know, they have, like, the signs everywhere that say, you know, you have to wear a mask. People just, you know, don't even really pay attention to that. You know, you go to a grocery store or something.
Yeah.
You go do all your shopping. Then you put on your mask, you know, like, underneath your nose while you're actually paying.
Right.
And if you're not the one giving the money, you don't even have to wear a mask then, you know. I mean, so.
Good.
They've
well,
kind
for God's
of
tried sakes.
To put these rules. But people here just ignore them. You know, that's the cool thing about the people here is that if it's a stupid law, they just ignore it.
Good. No needles. Just remember that. No needles. No shots.
Not for
they
me.
Are
not
not
mine,
vaccine.
Baby.
No,
sure.
It is not a vaccine. It was conceived. It was built. It was tested. And it was deployed as a bioweapon, which is exactly what it is. This comes from the top scientists that I respect in this country and the world. We know what it is. It's death. And that's what they're after. So just stay the hell away from the shots. Anyway.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that with me, brother. I'm doing fine without it.
Yeah, I am. And everybody would be, too, I tell you. All right, so here we are. The days are ticking. Putin has gone to Beijing for the Olympics, but don't let that make any of you think that all bets are off now. Anything can happen, and it might be a perfect time to do something. We'll see. Do you think that they're going to try and pull a false flag on the other side? How desperate are they? Now, this is a NATO-US thing. We know that. What are they going to do to try and trigger something?
Well, there's, you know, uncountable different options that they have. You know, it's quite clear. I mean, you know, people, you know, like say hopeful peaceniks, you know, they send me stuff in the email every day about, oh, well, Russia says we're going to, you know, have diplomacy and, you know, America says they're going to begin thinking about talking about this and that.
Yeah.
What they say means nothing. What they do says everything.
You got
and what
it.
They're doing is continuing at, you know, warp speed to bring in more weapons, more ammunition, more soldiers. And, you know, so that's what they're doing. So obviously their real intent is to start the war up, you know. And I mean, that's,
well,
you know,
I agree.
It's, that's inevitable.
I think it has to happen. There's no diplomatic outcome to this that's going to work. No. Go ahead.
And Russia, you know, also understands that, you know, they can't just keep on with the status quo, that, as long as there are Nazis and NATO in Ukraine, it's an existential threat to them. Ukraine has 9 NATO exercises scheduled for this year in Ukraine with 63,000 NATO troops, you know, and, you know, once they get all these NATO troops in Ukraine, then, you know, they can say, oh, by the way, we had a secret meeting last night. Ukraine's now in NATO. Article 5 collective.
That's what they'll likely do. That's right.
They'll try. You know, I mean, Russia's simply not going to let that happen. And believe me, bro, if it comes to a military confrontation between Russia and Ukraine, you know, it'll be a weekend affair. If it comes to a military confrontation between Russia and NATO, it'll be a week or two. You know, NATO and the U.S. are paper tigers. Their military power is false. It's based on how much they pay, not on the quality of their equipment. Russian military equipment, as far as missiles and aircraft and electronic warfare, are the best in the world right now. And, you know, those are the things that make the difference in modern warfare, you know. I mean, they can take out the entire Ukrainian army without ever stepping onto Ukrainian soil. And basically the same thing. They can sink every ship, you know, every NATO ship in the Mediterranean and even, you know, in the East Atlantic, you know, without breaking a sweat.
Hypersonic missiles. Let me say one other thing real quick. This is a tactical issue that hasn't been talked about much. The Russians have thermobaric bombs, all right? You can call them fuel-air explosives, whatever you want. And if they powdered that line with thermobaric bombs, there wouldn't be much left of it. I'm telling you, it would just wipe it out. That's close to a tactical nuke.
It is indeed. I mean, they have a lot of conventional warheads now that are very close to the power of tactical nukes. And, you know, and they can use them without being accused of using nuclear weapons.
Correct.
And, you know, they have the right under moral and international law to defend themselves. They have the reason, the logical reasons to do it, and they have the power to do it. So it is a testament to their patience, their kindness, and their humanity that they haven't done it already. But, you know, all that's coming to an end now. And, you know, the next time they get pushed, you know, it's like I've said before, it's going to be like a street fight between Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden. And it's... It's going to be quick and hard and painful for one side, and the other side's not even going to break sweat.
All right. Russ, take care of yourself and your family and your loved ones over there. Let me know if there's anything I can do to help. We'll talk to you and get an update here in a few days or whenever the situation warrants it and you're available. We really appreciate your contribution very much. You've made a big difference helping people here understand the situation over there for what it really is.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Good luck to all good people. May God protect the innocent, and may the rest of us get everything we deserve.
There you go. All right, Russell. Good night. You be well.
Davai.
Remarkable. Ambassador of Real America, Russell Texas Bentley. We will be right back with David Oates coming up next.